The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
We're not going to throw out capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It's called communism. It just didn't work.
And the only candidates left standing will be Bernie Sanders and Mike Bloomberg, the two most polarizing figures
on very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is
there? Let me finish.
How many is there?
None of them accused me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like
it's
the joke
I told.
It's
not a plan. It's PowerPoint. And Amy's plan is even less. It's like a post-it note. Insert plan here.
Policies in New York City of stop and frisk, which went after African-American and Latino people in an outrageous way. That is not a way you're going to grow and vote
Trump. You don't start out by saying, I've got 160 million people.
I'd like
people.
To talk about
I'm
who we're running
away
against.
The insurance
a billionaire
plan
who
love.
Calls women
fat
Democrats take a huge horse-faced
risk.
If we just substitute
no one, I'm not talking about
billionaires. I don't think that's the all by itself, it's not indicating that you do not understand what's going on.
For them, for every union in America, and for the working class of this country.
That was an absolute embarrassment. The whole debate, and I end up watching it. What am I doing up? Did you stay up and watch this thing? The Democratic debate from Las Vegas yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Hey, good morning. As crazy as that sounded, that's the way it was. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock with a Joe on the radio, Frank and Al, and a Susie in for Debbie this morning. So I'm watching this thing, and I got to watch this thing. And now my curiosity, because I want to see. I was really curious whether Mike Bloomberg would be on a box or not, would step up on a box. Rumor has it Amy Klobuchar was on a box. But as they went on to MSNBC, the candidates were set. I have to tell you, and you know, I don't want to sound like pro this, pro that, but was there one person that you could see as president of the United States on that stage last night on the Democratic side? And I'm trying to be objective, trying to be fair, and I'm looking through the whole thing. What a mess. What a bloodbath. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. By the way, great television. Great television. And I'm waiting for Mike Bloomberg to sit back, to come out. And then he got, like, buried. He got buried. And we kind of insinuated that Mike Bloomberg. And you got to give me a call and let me know your thoughts if you watch this whole thing. Because I'm watching Mike Bloomberg, and he's not coming back with anything. And he's trying to get in there, and he doesn't have – he's not like a savvy when it comes at public speaking, you know. You know, that's what $54 billion does for you, I guess. But by the way, very smart, and don't underestimate or count out Mike Bloomberg after getting beat up yesterday. Don't count him. I'm telling you, he's just a smart, smart guy, and anything could happen. But after Elizabeth Warren goes after him – and meantime, I'm going like – all right, now they're going to start with the Me Too movement stuff. And he doesn't really defend himself. He lets it go at first. And then he tries to come back and he says, you know, because he has employed more women, you know, and with his that mega company that he has. But someone after him, there were non-disclosure agreements. They asked him, he should have said right there, and am I right or wrong? And we'll go to the guys in a second. Hey, sure. And sure, they could open up the non-disclosure. They're not going to do it. He could have said last night, sure, they have my permission to do it if they want. But he kept saying no. And then he goes about the joke, and then the crowd groans. Oh, please. It was. And if you haven't watched it, I don't know that I would even bother. Meantime, cut across town, well, to Phoenix anyway, and President Trump is up there. And it's like a rock concert. And then it was so moving, and you'll see this all over the news, I hope. You see it on Fox News anyway, where they were bringing the 100-year-old veteran down to the front of the Donald Trump rally, carrying him. There were guys carrying this 100-year-old veteran. It was so, so moving. So I'm sitting there. I'm trying to wonder, what we could talk about this morning on this. There's nothing there. And you know who looked powerful on the stage? I never thought he could look like that. You tell me who you think. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Who do you think was powerful yesterday on that stage? Who commanded that on the stage? I know, and I'll talk about it in a second. But, I mean, if there was anybody. But it was a bloodbath, and we're talking about the Democratic debate. And I'm telling you, they got nothing. That's why when they always yell at me, say, "Oh, Joe, you're a Trump guy." No, I just want somebody to just turn it upside down on there in Washington. That's what's happening. And look what's happening with the pardons, and what's happening with everything that the president is doing economically, going up against China. Do you know how monumental that is? Does anyone understand how monumental that is going up against China? That he saw it was China. If there was a Democrat in office now, Hillary, she'd be going up against Russia. It would be all about Russia. All about Russia. And Russia, they got the nukes. Sure, they got the nukes pointing at us. But the fact of the matter is, Russia is a small player on this whole stage, and the president's going after China economically. That's the danger right there. And what scared me, I'm telling you, and thank you for your nice comments about yesterday's show, and a shout out to Frankie for putting all the guests together. And when we talked to Curtis Ellis, who really does, he does all the president's initiatives in plain speak, Curtis does. So we were talking about that. How about the antibiotics being made in China and everything coming? How did you know all that? I had no idea till I saw that all of our 80% of our drugs are made in China. Are you kidding me? How on a national security level, how does that happen? How did that happen? And now we're finding out that it is happening, and we're going to change it under this president. Why in the name of God can't the Democrats just stand down and work with us for the security of America, for the jobs of America? They don't care. Imagine if they didn't do the Mueller probe. Imagine if they didn't do the impeachment query on with Ukraine. Imagine if they had okay, Mr. President, here's what we got to work together on. Let's get drug. And I've been how many times? Listen, I get frustrated because you listen to the show and we talk. And we have our oasis here on AM 970, The Answer, on the show with Frank and Al, Debbie, and myself, right? And we appreciate that very, very much. And we talk about it. Who talked about generic drug production? Who was the guy? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Best is yet to come. Thank you. Thank you. We know what we're talking about here. And if you go into the stressed areas of the country and you train folks and you make generic drug production so we could dramatically drop the drug prices down, this is something to think about, so you don't have to make them in China. You don't know what's in China. And then a lot of them come out of the Wuhan district where the coronavirus is. We've got all the answers. You got all the answers. You know what you're talking about, for crying out loud. And then I'm going, okay, you're going to criticize me, and you're going to tell me I'm wrong, and the bluster of the president is wrong. And let me tell you something. This is what you don't hear anybody say on the news either. When you see what happens with the impeachment, Mueller probe, and Ukraine, and the fiasco, and the takedown. When you see how the deep state works, when you see federal prosecutors now going up against AG Barr, when you see all of that, when you see the president do a victory lap and get loose and get, from off the cuff in that press conference right after the impeachment embarrassment went down and failed, and the president was on there, they went after him, and you had news people talking, that's not presidential. That's not the way a president should act. It's exactly, I speak for myself, when I watch news stories that are so slanted and so anti-American and so anti-Semitic, I'm watching the news right there. To me, that's as egregious to me as the president using the word BS in front of a national audience. They get all over that. But to us, to a lot of us, when you watch all the bad things that unfold from the Democrats, this Mueller probe, Adam Schiff droning on with the Mueller probe and Russia, and Donald Trump's a Russian asset. We don't forget that stuff, man. We don't forget that they did it. Then they did it all over again. And as silly as that seems to us, we are offended by that. oh, we're offended by the president. Well, hold on. Then we're equal because we're offended by you. You offend me that you keep doing these ridiculous things on the Democratic side. And I got to hear about this. In the Department of Justice, that you go raid a guy in his 70s, a pre-dawn raid with automatic weapons because he may have misstated something in front of Congress. Give me a break. Where the heck are we? And then if you're going to be that blatant and that anti-American and that anti-Semitic, and you're going to be, and then you're going to tell us how bad we are, how deplorable we are, because we believe one way and you don't believe in their way. All right, show me something. I'm listening. I'm objective. I'm listening. Show me something. This is what you got last night. This is it. This is what you got. This is all you got. That's it. You should be embarrassed. They should be so embarrassed. And then this is what is Nancy Pelosi and Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff thing? I mean, where's Chuck Schumer? What about that? They got to be shaking their heads. A big fail. That's what they got. Yeah. And who can you look to? Who can I turn to? Please. You. And thank you for being on the right track. You are always on the right track. God bless you. You're always on the right track. Hey, Joe, on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. We're going to fly through this morning. We got you Thursday. I'm going to post my buddy Rudy V. Rudy V posted a picture of early Saturday Night Live. Holy moly. I'm going to post it in a second. Of me with Eddie and Mary Gross and Tim Kazurinsky. Throwback Thursday. I'll put that picture up momentarily. That is wild. And just to remind you, tomorrow night, I will be in Paramus, New Jersey. I'll be at the mall. Actually, no, I won't. Paramus is a great town, by the way. You know, it's great neighborhoods, schools and everything. But what do you think about Paramus? Oh, it's the mall. Remember I did that 100 years ago on SNL. I will be at the VFW 6699, and that is tomorrow with Mayor Mike Casale, and we're doing a Bergen County Pro-America rally. And that will be, if you check out my social media on Instagram and Facebook and on Twitter, you can come on down and say hi. Everybody's pumped up in Jersey, man, like I've never seen, by the way. And we're going to do just an objective pro-America rally just to get folks pumped up. And they asked me to drop by, and I am going to indeed do that. And then I'll be in Saturday night. I'll be locally out my neck of the woods in Hunterdon County supporting a Catholic school, because I really I'm telling you, I think they may be the only hope, man. Then we got a lot of things going on that I'll let you know about. But tomorrow, hopefully, I'll see you at Paramus. Maybe we could do remember Andy Kaufman? Andy Kaufman used to do a show at Carnegie Hall, the late, great Andy Kaufman. And then he would say to the audience, hey, let's get milk and cookies. And they would go, what? And sure, Andy would take the audience from Carnegie Hall, I think it was Carnegie Hall, onto buses, and they would go have milk and cookies somewhere at a little shop. I'm telling you, this is Andy about a performance genius, exactly what he did. Maybe that's what we should do after the Pro-America rally tomorrow with Mayor Casale. We'll go to Paramus Mall and do some shopping. Hey, Joe on the radio, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Five Boroughs is here. Al's here. We're all fired up. Susie's in for Debbie. Frankie, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Buddy? I'm doing great, Joe.
You made me laugh. And Al, good morning to you, morning, my Joe. Friend. This is so funny because we start the pre-show meeting kind of things. And what happened? You stayed up and watched this thing, Frankie.
Oh, I mean, look, I'm not sure, it helps determine who would be the best leader of the free world, but this was incredibly compelling television. What we saw last night wasn't a debate. It was a steel cage match. This was a boxing match where the fighters had barbed wire over their gloves. This was incredible.
Six morons screaming at one another. Trying to get a word in edgewise. And the best part of it all is...
It's like being on the show.
Who started talking first? Exactly. Bernie Sanders was the one who started talking first, right? So as soon as Sanders starts talking, I believe it was Bernie who said, who named all these different races, and then he said, Native Americans. And they cut to Elizabeth Warren, and she's raising her hand. And I didn't know if she was raising her hand to say, yes, I'm Native American, or, excuse me, I want a question. Why are they all raising their hands? It was the dumbest thing. Like, I'd like to get the next answer, and then they're all interrupting one another. They're
Frankie,
a bunch of morons.
I know. And we go to break, but Frank, before we break, man, Bloomberg, see, I'm telling you, man, we suspected he would not come up to performance.
Yeah,
but
he's not a good debater. He's never been a good debater. This was brutal. I mean, he looked bored at times. He looked incredibly rusty. He had a couple of decent lines, but he did not help his candidacy at all yesterday.
And he was not on a box.
Did he ever do debates in New York, Frank?
Yes,
did he ever,
yes. And he was not thought of as a great debater then. The best that you could say about him is that he exceeded expectations. But no, I'm serious. I'm serious. But, you know, he debated Herman Badillo when he first ran in the Republican primary.
Right.
Then he debated Mark Green a couple times in the general. Green is actually a very talented debater. But at that point, you know, there was the aftermath of September 11th and a whole bunch of other situations that people weren't making their decisions about whom to vote for based on the debates. And that's the thing that I wonder. I mean, maybe 5 million people watched last night's debate, maybe 5.5. That pales in comparison to the 100 million people that are seeing his ads every single day.
Right.
Maybe it's not going to have that much of an impact. But if you're Bloomberg's campaign team, I have to think that your view is you would have been better off skipping this debate. Keep running your ads. Let these guys hammer each other in Nevada.
Yeah.
Do the same thing going into South Carolina. And then, you know, just barrel into Super Tuesday, continuing to blanket the airwaves. Because I don't know if you're a Bloomberg fan, how you thought he came across anything short of a disaster last night. And that was against some pretty weak competition. Now, Elizabeth Warren hammered him on a bunch of issues, but not one of these clowns mentioned that Bloomberg stole a third term from the people of New York City, essentially bribed his way into a third term. Nobody mentioned that. And there were so many substantive issues that didn't even get brought up. Watching this debate for 2 hours, and I watched every second of it, you'd never know we're still fighting the longest war in American history in Afghanistan. How can there not be a mention of Afghanistan in 2 hours?
Did they talk about coronavirus at all?
No, corona.
Infrastructure at all? Nothing like that, right?
There was a mention of infrastructure. Joe Biden unveiled his plan for high-speed rail. But,
there you go.
You know,
I thought Biden had a good night.
I think everybody but Bloomberg could make the case that they won last night. Seriously.
What was it? 877-970-2999. Let us know what you're thinking. Susie Cerona's out there for Debbie Duhaime. Hi, Susie. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Do you watch debates? Do you stay up and watch
debates?
You know
what? I was going to, but I knew I had to get up early. So I'm like, you know what?
Girl.
I'm going to shut the TV off.
Yeah.
They're going to read, you know, the TV's going to regurgitate it all Thursday morning.
It's so true. That's what we're doing. Oh, you didn't miss a thing. 6:22, and Susie's out there for Debbie this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
I hate the Cross Bronx. Stuck on at 4:30 this morning on the westbound side with road work. Then there was a stalled tractor trailer on the Cross Bronx westbound at 3rd Avenue. That's gone, but still, the Cross Bronx westbound is packed from before the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound, George. Now it's a stalled tractor trailer on the Cross Bronx eastbound on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. It's got the left lane blocked, and that's not helping the inbound, George. 10 to 15 for either deck. Lincoln and Holland, 15 minutes apiece, alternate side in effect. Pretty bad accident in Belleville. 2 on 21 southbound at exit 6 for Route 7. Just the left lane gets by. Emergency vehicles around the scene. No issues on the parkway. 78 westbound is slow. 49 to exit 45. That's emergency road work on 78 westbound. Slow blocking two lanes. Good to go on the New York State Thruway. No problems in Connecticut on 95. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970. The Answer.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Eastern Christian Elementary, School Flushing Christian School, Gateway Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know, there are so many LASIK surgery centers today. It's hard to know which one to trust. Let me tell you about a place you can trust, Dello Russo Laser Vision. I saw online, too, posting, some gals were posting, oh, I'm afraid to go over. Oh, I want to get LASIK vision. I'm afraid. And I'm telling you, I've got to bring Frankie in on this and Al on this because they got this done. So there's really no fear. Frank, you don't feel anything, right? I mean, there's nothing there when you get a LASIK.
No, and it's over in less than a minute. I'm going back to Dello Russo Laser Vision today. So if people make an appointment for that free consultation today, maybe I'll see you in the waiting room. But it is terrific. I've never seen such a staff of professionals, and they don't rush you into surgery. You know, when I most recently consulted with them, they said, you know, you might be able to be okay, and if we don't do anything, you may not need reading glasses. Now, I've never been in a doctor's office in my life where ostensibly they're going to make money from surgery, and they're not rushing you into surgery. And you go to these other places, and it's like a mill. Whether you need surgery or not, they're all pushing you into surgery, and you know what I see when I visit the Dello Russo Visitor Center? It's people that have had botched eye surgeries elsewhere going to Dello Russo to get them fixed. Man.
I'll tell you what, I was there 10 years ago at the Bergenfield office, and I was nervous as could be because I wasn't really sure if this was something that I really wanted to do. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. I walked out of that office and was reassured. Every single question was answered to me. I was told that they could correct my issue with my eyes. And you know what? 5 minutes in the chair, a couple of days later, and my issue was corrected. Within 6 hours, I was able to see my alarm clock for the first time ever without the use of glasses. I was able to drive to work, and I have had no problems ever since, and that was 10 years ago.
There it is, and over 98% of patients treated see 20/20, and the majority see better than that. So not to worry. Not to worry. Put aside your fears. That's Frank. That's Al. They've been there. They go there. I had my complete eye exam there, and that's something that you have to do. You should always stay on top of your eyes. You don't think about getting your eyes checked out. Call Dello Russo today, please. It's 855-646-2020, 855-646-2020, or visit DelloRusso.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's! Piscopo on the radio, 627. Great to have you with us. Little Jimmy in the Morning, you don't mind. Jimi Hendrix with AM 970, The Answer.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
All Along the Watchtower, Bob Dylan's brilliant song done by Jimi Hendrix. Jimmy was enamored with Bob Dylan. That's why Jimmy wore his hair the way he did, because Bob Dylan had that afro thing going. Isn't that ironic? And then I saw a great picture my son just sent me of Jimi Hendrix and Eric Burdon, my rock hero when I was in high school, of the Animals. And I didn't know that Burdon and that Mr. Burdon and Jimi Hendrix hung out together. What a wild time. You know, and we just did a show. It's called Who Can Forget? I don't think they'll mind me mentioning it. All day yesterday I went in to Fox Nation, right? And that's that new online organization, Fox Nation, that everybody's going to now. This is really just exploding. So they have the show. We did it. They showed one on New Year's Eve. It was on Fox News. And then we did a couple before. So we did three shows yesterday. And we were talking about one of the years, I think it's okay, to leak was 1969. And that was the year, man, I'm so old. I said, man, oh, man. And there's a lot of young people over at Fox Nation. I'm saying, wait a minute. I'm the guy that actually graduated high school that year, 1969. But what, then I started talking about 1969, and I thought about it, and we went into it. I thought I must have spent an hour and a half on this one thing. You know, then they intercut your interstitial throughout the show. You know, they just put these little cuts in there of you, of me, and you know, a bunch of other people. I just have a small part. But I was thinking about it because when we, and I always tell you how baby boomers, man, what we went through with the assassination. So it was very innocent coming out of the 50s, going into the 60s. Very, very innocent. I'll start, and it was nice. And it was rock and roll, and it was clean, and it was the 50s, and it was Dwight Eisenhower, and it was great. And then they assassinate President Kennedy, man. And, you know, you're like in, you know, sixth grade, seventh grade, whatever it was, you know. And then they go and they take out Martin Luther King, man. Then there's the riots, and it's Vietnam. And then Bobby Kennedy. Think of what we went through. Think of it. And then by 1969, the end of the decade, we were numb. Then you had these things happening. Charles Manson, remember, that was that year. Charles Manson, it was so many crazy things happening. That's why now the boomers, we're just like numb. Nothing surprises us. And then when you see all the angst of the millennials or the progressives today, the way they complain, that they have no idea. They have no idea. And we, as boomers, have no idea what the greatest generation went through during the Second World War. We have no idea the recession and the depression. You know, we have no idea what they went through, the greatest generation. And then the generation prior to that, coming to America and learning the language and the laws of the United States of America, being prejudiced against and coming in here. I don't know, maybe the boomers, you know, maybe this is our time. This is our time because we could step up now. We could vote who we have to vote in because they have no idea. The progressives have no idea what we went through, how we got built as a country, and what we went through. I'm using the word unsettling. Just think about that as kids watching all these people assassinated like that. And then you see things happening today, and it just seems like a minor leagues compared to back then. But now we know what the mistakes we, and then that's the whole thing about racism, which makes me, I chuckle about it because it's not a funny subject, certainly. And certainly during the 40s and the 50s, there was prejudice, you know. Certainly, but when I see all that we went through, I speak it to my boomers. I'm sorry. If you're younger, you can call us uncle and aunt. And if you're older, we love you. Thanks for leading the path and blazing the path for us. But man, oh man, the boomers went through racism. What? We went through that. We went through the riots. They rioted. It was great. The Civil Rights Act. We settled that all in the 60s. Did we? No, apparently not. And now we're old white racist people. I mean, come on. It's like, you know, and that, so it's nice. That's the beauty of getting old because you've been there and we could see it. But what we have to do, and we're a large number, I speak to my boomer sisters and brothers, we are a large number and we have to show up. You can't just go, they're crazy. They're all crazy. No, this is our time. This is our time. We have to embrace it. Embrace it. When you have these young whippersnappers like Frank and Al, you young whippersnappers, you know, they could, we, thank God.
Get off my lawn. Young.
You're a whippersnapper.
Oh, my goodness.
What's this? The pictures have sound now?
Yeah.
When I opened up the thing, and I was at Fox Nation, and it was with the producer, he goes, okay, let's talk about 69. I went like this. I remember back in 19. What? 69? I got an old guy, you know. I remember John Kennedy. Oh, my God. But I'm telling you, and we go through all these decades. Oh, my Lord. And now the – but I must say, that's why when I go out and I meet young people, like – and the people – somebody said, you know, hey, how old do you think, Frankie, when we talked to Matthew West? I saw this online. Matthew West, that great Christian singer that we had on yesterday. How old do you think he is?
What do you think, I don't know, 35?
Yeah, and how? What do you think, bud? What do you think?
I don't know. In his maybe mid-20s.
Yeah, I thought so too. 42.
Oh,
Wow. Now, is that right? Will you do Google that for me, Matthew?
Wow,
what?
Yeah.
Is that possible? He can't be that. He can't. Someone said, Joe, I got a kick out of you referring to Matthew West as a kid. He's 42. Well, you know, but to me, that is a kid. I'm telling you right now. So, but just check that out because I thought that was inspiring because I meet these great young people, man.
Yeah, 42 and years old.
Wow, man. Now, he looks like you're right, Al. I thought he was 20, 28, 29.
Well, again, I didn't meet him in person, so I'm not in the best position to judge.
No, but you could just tell from the interview, but it was great. The point is that there's a lot of young folks out there that you could really, really be inspired by. Like when I went to Liberty University and saw all those wonderful young folks at Liberty, was great. So there is so do not despair. But oh my gosh, we went through it. So, but listen, 2.5 hours to get back to the house yesterday, Albert. 2.5 hours driving. This is what kills me is because in New York, Mayor de Blasio is going to campaign for Bernie Sanders. No, Bill. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. But he's going to campaign anyway. He probably, you know, the campaign doesn't want de Blasio there. He's going anyway to campaign. But they leave the city with all the problems. The traffic flow. Everybody talks about it.
Yeah, and they're putting more bike lanes in. Great. Great. More bicycle lanes so that we have more things to avoid. Doesn't the city understand we can't have all these bicycles in the city while people are still driving
and
trucks.
And they're cutting off one lane, cutting off right. The other lane. And it's insane that he doesn't even stay in the city to take care of it.
Yeah, but here's the worst part. Here's the worst part, Joe. So in his failed campaign that he went on, right, that nobody wanted him to go on, nobody said he should go on, but he went anyway. He racked up all these bills for his security detail. He was at a Red Sox-Dodgers game in L.A. Guess who's paying for all of that? Frank Morano and other people who live in New York, the taxpayers are footing that bill. This is why there should be a law that says if you're going to run for another office that takes you out of the job that you are currently doing, whether you're a senator, you're a mayor, you're a congressperson, whatever, you should have to resign. Why should the taxpayer foot the bill for your delusions of grandeur?
It's so true. It's so true. And then I come to Jersey, 78, and the traffic flow, and they're working on the road. What are you working on the road at 5 o'clock in the afternoon for? And that's why these elitists who become politicians because they have the money to do it have no idea the way you and I go. But we're going to take a break for news now, but I got to tell you when we come back, I got to tell you about the driver I had. The driver
oh,
I had,
boy.
What
oh,
he what, no, what he said about the president, mm-hmm. what he said about, oh, it was, you'll be surprised, I think, when you come back. Hey, 6:36 right now, let's take a break with Big Al. He's got the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
31 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Mexican man is suing an Immigrations and Customs Enforcement agent after he was hit by gunfire during a deportation arrest. The lawsuit says it happened on February 6th while 26-year-old Eric Diaz Cruz was visiting his mother in Brooklyn and that when he went outside, an ICE agent reached for his gun, covering his face. The man claims the officer shot him at point-blank range, causing serious injuries. ICE maintains that while deporting the boyfriend of the man's mother, they were attacked, at which point the officer discharged his weapon. Governor Murphy unveiling a package of comprehensive ethics reforms intended for the Garden State's government. Murphy revealed the ethics proposals yesterday, which are slated to reinforce restrictions on lobbying while enhancing financial disclosure rules and increasing transparency within the legislative process. Murphy claims the package will have bipartisan sponsors in both the Senate and the Assembly. Murphy says this proposal will ensure elected officials are serving the public interest, not special interests. In sports, Rangers skate past the Blackhawks 6-3. The Islanders lost to the Avalanche 3-1. College hoops on The Answer last night. Syracuse crushed by Louisville 90-66 on our sister station WMCA. Seton Hall beat Butler 74-72. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Clear skies and 30 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Delays on the Cross Bronx in both directions. The Cross Bronx westbound is slow from before the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound, George, from an earlier stalled tractor trailer. Now there's one on the eastbound side, Cross Bronx eastbound on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, left lane out. That's not helping the inbound, George. 15 for the upper, 15 for the lower inbound, Lincoln and Holland, 15 apiece. Pretty bad accident in Belleville on 21 southbound at exit 6. Just the left lane gets by. An emergency road work work. Still 78 westbound, exit 48 to 45. That's a 15-minute delay. No problems on the New York State Thruway. Checking your forecast today, partly sunny with a high of 39, partly cloudy, 22 in the city. Friday, sunny and 36. The weekend looks good, though. Saturday, sunny with a high of 48. Sunday, sunny with a high of 52 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens has great deals on everyday essentials you need. Right now, buy one, get one free on hundreds of select vitamins and supplements with card now through February 29th. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Have you tried Balance of Nature yet? I know how many times I got to tell you. If you go, here's the number too. It's so easy to remember. And they made it either. The Balance of Nature folks, the Howards, made it so easy. 800-246-8751. So if you're driving, and I love when I meet you, and you're, Joe, I'm on the bridge with you every morning, and we love you, and you'll get through it. So just please, you got this. But if you remember this number, please, 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Just got, and use the discount code, The Answer. You get 35% off and free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. So this is something, 800-246-8751, because I know your schedule, and you're exactly like, and when I tell you about the silly things that I do every morning, we chat about it, and I go, and then I did this, I say that because I know you're doing the exact same thing, and I love you for being the great citizen that you are. And I know what you're doing, and it's great, and God bless you for that. But if you keep the pace that I keep, and we all kind of, nowadays, I don't know what it is, we're all so busy. Even as we get older, you want to offset, the free radicals that go into your body, just in the air we breathe, by the way, not to mention someone else coughing next to you, not to mention all these viruses around. Oh, boy, you want Balance of Nature to fight those free radicals, because Balance of Nature is very simply, it's antioxidants, whole food plants, 100% fruits and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule. Here is the number so you can get 35% off free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or again, balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato will be on at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 2, so that we may bring you NCAA basketball. That's The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato this Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 970, The Answer.
2020 is the year your business is going to thrive.
Or will it?
Resolve to use digital marketing to your advantage with the help from the pros at Salem Surround. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka is feeling momentum.
What do we find about the people who are going to rallies held by President Donald Trump? Between 30% and 40% are Democrats. Guys, America is changing. Something incredible, something exciting is happening.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Good morning. How you doing this morning? Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. If you want to weigh in on these debates last night, if you watched them at all, and you probably didn't, and God bless you for not, but it was too funny. But let me tell you about Trinitas, if I can. You know, it's like when I tell you about things, and I it's not even like a commercial or an ad, you know, or a quote unquote copy, as it were. I tell you because I care about you, and they're good things. And like I always say, so like for Trinitas, for example, I have a dear friend who's a mentor. Everybody loves my buddy Vic. You know, I keep telling you about my buddy Vic Richel. So he goes, Joe, you should you should meet the folks over at Trinitas. And I was not aware of Trinitas. So we went out again. We had a dinner and we sat down with great folks over at Trinitas. They told me all that they're doing. This was years ago. They came on very early on the show, thanks to Mr. Richel. So now you should see what they're doing now at Trinitas. And then I love when you come over to me and say, Joe, somebody had a wound or something. They went to Trinitas. No one else could heal the wound and Trinitas did. I love hearing those stories. And it's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together to form Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence. Listen to this, including the Comprehensive Care Cancer Center, right? That wound healing and hyperbaric center. Remember, I visited that. It's like space age, man. So state of the art. The Connie Dwyer Breast Center, cardiology, renal, maternity, behavioral health, and more. Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every single county in the great state of New Jersey. And the palliative care program at Trinitas received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold level certification. And it's right here in, you know, Jersey. You heard me talk about Trinitas Center for the Wound Healing. I'm telling you, in hyperbaric medicine, right? Listen to this statistic, please. They have an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This center gets better and better and better. Visit, please, TrinitasRMC.org. TrinitasRMC.org. We are celebrating Trinitas' 20th anniversary and the amazing staff that's made it all happen with a special remote broadcast at Trinitas on March 6th, National Employee Appreciation Day. Tune in or stop by the lobby to help help me wish a happy 20th anniversary to my friends at Trinitas.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
So, 6:45 with Frank Morano, Al Gattulo, Susie Cerone in for the great Debbie Duhame. Debbie, a little under the weather, so we're wishing her the very, very best, and Joe on the radio. So, I have the driver, of course, can't find the house. So yesterday, so and then so I got to check him. I got to walk him through, talk him through. And you know, you should. He was an Indian American, you know. And you should maybe put the sign up. And I go, I like being a little incognito, you know. There, so we had a nice life. So we go now. We're going in, and he was flying in, so it was good. We're getting right in over to Fox later, you know. It wasn't live. I just did a pre-tape over there. So he starts going. He goes, so what do you think of the president like that? So he's asking me now, and I'm thinking, now here's a guy of color, right? Here's apparently a relatively new person into the United States of America. And I go, he goes, what about the election? I go, I think it's a landslide. I think he wins. I don't know. Unless something happens dramatic tonight. This was last night, yesterday, about the debate. And he goes, I think he's doing a great job. I really like this man. Like, listen to me. The guy's going like this. And this is like a blue-collar guy driving a car. And he goes like this. I promise you, he says this. Oh, Melania. Oh, Melania. She seems so nice. And he goes on. And he's doing this Donald Trump commercial with the driver. And this is, I hear that a lot, too. And you always think like, oh, well, they don't like the president. He doesn't understand people who come from another country. He's not their president. I'm telling you. This guy was so pro. He loved everything. He goes, Joe, he's going to India next week. He's going to meet with Modi, I guess. Frankie is going over there next
That's
week.
That's my understanding, yes.
And they're very friendly, very friendly. He likes that. I'm telling you. They love that the president has reached out to the Indian-American community. And in New Jersey, we have a great, great population of great folks doing great things in the communities around New Jersey from India, you know, and that whole area. And so I thought that was so interesting because you always think somebody's going to always badmouth the president. But you'll never hear that. You only hear it on this show. You only hear somebody like me talking about it because you're not going to hear about it like that. And then he goes, oh, Melania. Oh, and then he goes like this. I go, man, we're going up the West Side. And I said, you know, Gurdjieff, I think his name. I said, this whole area, it was terrible back in the day when I started going. This is where I cut my teeth working. He goes, oh, very nice now. I go, I know. He goes, you know, Rudy Giuliani did a great job. He goes like that. This is my kind of guy, man. He starts talking how great Rudy Giuliani fixed up the city. So, you know, you never know what you're going to see. But I'm telling you, when I tell you we're on the right track, we're on the right track. Especially after I objectively say, and I the biggest compliment I get is, Joe, we know what your political beliefs are, but you don't get crazy about it. And we appreciate that. Because I do. We open it up to everybody. I want to be as objective as I can. But man, oh man. So I'm objective. Show me something. Show me something. Put it on a stage in Las Vegas. Show me something. It was a bloodbath. There wasn't a person. It just, there was no initiatives. There was no, here's what we have to do. And it was all about the health care and fighting, and they're fighting amongst themselves. It was a, but I guess the Republicans looked like that the last election, Frankie. I don't know.
Oh,
but
absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I guess it always
That's the nature of elections. For
They should join together on a, there's no platform. There's no Democratic platform. I'm not hearing any platform. Am I missing something?
Well, I mean, look, they're all against Donald Trump. That's the one thing that unites them. And they're all for higher taxes on the wealthy, and they're all for more people having health insurance. But I think the similarities really tend to end there. And that's what's so interesting is going into Super Tuesday, it's looking more and more like it's going to be a race between Bernie Sanders and Mike Bloomberg. And there's just this incredible battle for the soul of the Democratic Party. Are they going to be a socialist party or a center-left party? And I think you have two very good, you wouldn't know it in Bloomberg's case last night, but you have two very good spokespeople for each of those causes. I mean, Bloomberg pointed out, he said, you know, it's not going to fly, the Bernie Sanders proposal to have employee ownership of 20% of every company. It's not going to fly to tell 170 million people who have private sector health insurance plans,
that's it.
Sorry, we're making that illegal. Bernie, to his credit, he did not run away from that one iota. He's running full scale as a democratic socialist, and Bloomberg is characterizing it as communism. So it's at least there's a real choice. The Democratic Party has the same choice in 2020 that the Republican Party had in 2016. The Republican Party faced two distinct different paths, and they chose the Trumpian one, a kind of a populist Trumpian tone. Are they going to go center left, or are they going to go ultra hard left socialist? I mean, at least there's pretty firmly defined ground about which direction they're going to go.
Yes, Frankie, Five Boroughs on fire this morning, 877-970-2999. You hold there. I'm going to try to get to those calls. We appreciate you checking in. A lot to talk about. It's 6:51. It is a Thursday. It is February 20th already. And Susie Cerrone doing a great job for Debbie Duhame. Good morning, Susie.
Hey, Joe. Good morning, and thank you. What a morning it's been on the Cross Bronx IE. But some good news, a stalled tractor trailer on the Cross Bronx eastbound on the Alexander Hamilton Bridge is gone. Inbound George 20 for either deck. And now on the inbound upper level right before the toll plaza, a stall has one lane out, so you may want to stick with the lower at the George. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, they're about 15 minutes apiece, alternate side in effect. Hey, good news in Belleville, a pretty bad accident on 21 South at an exit 6 is gone. Still this emergency road work on 78 West when exit 48 to 45 left in center lanes blocked. That's going to cost about an extra 15 minutes. And watch out in Woodbridge. Traffic lights are out on 184 in both directions at Route 9. New York State Thruway good to go in both directions from Westchester to Rockland. A little sluggish in Connecticut, 95 southbound, 26 down to 10. And there's an unauthorized tractor trailer on the northern state eastbound at Glen Cove Road. Off onto the right shoulder, but a minor onlooker delay. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi. My name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
This weekend, Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups, is moving to a special time, Sunday at noon, so that we may bring you Seton Hall Pirate Basketball. That's Touch of Grey at a special time, this Sunday starting at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Times of sun and clouds today, brisk and colder than recent days with a high just 38. The night becoming clear and very cold, though 21 in Midtown, but 13 to 17 in many suburbs. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with a cold breeze, high 36. For Saturday, plenty of sunshine and milder in the afternoon with a high temperature approaching 50. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and mild with a high of 52. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. All right, time for Retro Fitness. Come on, I was talking to my boomer sisters and brothers. When I go down to Retro Fitness and I go to Flemington, New Jersey, I'm going to give you the number there. You can call Stacy down there. She's waiting for you. I tell you, I see a lot. I look around, and I see people my age, men and women, in really good shape, and they're working out. And I love that. I'm telling you, this is great. If you feel like, I don't feel great, I can't move, I'm doing this, you get into the gym. We want you to go to Retro. And now we have the special deal for you now, the $0 enrollment, just in time to get your wonderful self in shape for summertime. I'm just saying, you know, we at Retro are constantly thinking of ways to give our members the upper hand. So we gave you a deal on the ultimate membership that lets you experience everything that Retro has to offer. Top of the line fitness equipment. I'm telling you, we have Hammer Strength down there. We have the Life Fitness machines that are so easy and smooth. We got that brand new squat rack. If you're a monster man, like some of the boys and girls we see down there, oh, they are, you're going to love Retro in Flemington. But check out any RetroFitness.com. By the way, the child sitting, we have child sitting. We have, you could bring the baby in, and we have someone to watch your kid for you. Absolutely. Smoothie bar. You know, and those spin classes. Here's the number for Retro in Flemington, 908-238-3695, 908-238-3695. But if you wouldn't, as you listen around the country, check out, please, RetroFitness.com. This is a great organization. This is a great gym. You're going to feel so comfortable when you go in to Retro Fitness. We want you down in Flemington, but please check out RetroFitness.com. And if you want to call down there, Stacy's standing by for you in Flemington. It's 908-238-3695, 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
That's what I like about you, baby. You listen to the radio in the morning with Frankie, with Albert, Debbie, and Piscopo. Come on. I know you're driving. Hey! Moving your head. Uh-huh. It's a Thursday.
What I like about you. You hold me tight.
People are going to be staring at you in the next car. What is that person doing? Put your window down. I'm listening to Piscopo. We're rocking the morning, baby. Come on. That's what I like about you. Let me go to our buddy Albert. Albert, good morning. Got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joseph. First of all, I'm surprised Vince McMahon wasn't at the debate with a couple of referees. I mean, that was an absolute bloodbath.
It was exactly right, man. What are you thinking? What are you thinking, Albert?
I want to add a couple of points. Number one, Frank mentioned early this morning, and I agree with him, about the fact that no one did their homework on a stage pertaining to the third term that Bloomberg stole. And keep in mind, during that election, Bloomberg outspent William Thompson by a lot of money, and he barely won the election, which is really interesting.
Oh, interesting. In New York. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and one final point, Joseph. Biden, no one asked Biden about Hunter Biden, about his son and his connection with the Ukraine. That was never asked, which I thought should have been done.
That's a good point. Albert, thank you. Albert, right there in the city, take care, and appreciate you calling. You know, I see the calls. We'll go to them when we come back because we're running a little tight on time right now. But it's true. They do not open up anything like the Hunter Biden situation. And when you look at it objectively, was it illegal? It may very well not have been illegal, but talk about inappropriate. They never, ever even look at that. Although, I must say, Joe Biden, although, you know what, Frankie Fibros, I think Biden should dye his hair a little bit. You know how, and believe me, I'm not a Romney fan at all anymore. I've had it with him, but Romney does black, and then he lets the gray on the side come in, you know? I mean, maybe, because I tell you, Joe Biden, I thought was on his game last night, you know? As a matter of fact, everybody looked pretty much on their game except for, Frankie, Mr. Bloomberg.
Exactly.
I think he was just bored. Let me run my ads. Let me get off the stage. I'm going to wait till Super Tuesday. But I'll tell you what, and I want to hear what you have to say, and I see the phone calls. I promise we're going to go to the phone calls. When we come back, we'll have time, 877-970-2999, because this is like a sport to me, man. Who could do this? Can Bloomberg surface? I thought it was Bloomberg and Bernie. I don't think that's going to happen. It's Joe on the radio right here on AM 970. The Answer, coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
31 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A former NYPD officer, along with four others, being charged with narcotics distribution in Westchester County in New York City. Prosecutors say from at least 2017 through February of this year, the group conspired to distribute large amounts of meth, as well as the date rape drug known as GBL. Four defendants in custody. Former NYPD officer John Cicero still wanted by the FBI. Police in Jackson Township investigating hate graffiti found painted within an area warehouse facility. Asbury Park Press reporting anti-Semitic symbols, including a swastika and the phrase white power, are among the things painted on various items at the Progress Place business. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says it will get involved should charges be filed in connection to the graffiti. In sports, Rangers beat the Blackhawks, Islanders lost to the Avalanche, Syracuse crushed by Louisville, Seton Hall beat Butler.